Welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad Noah, and this is our fifth year of doing this podcast, talking about whatever we want to just have a short, meaningful conversation together. This week, we're going to talk about the school basketball team and clubs.
Clubs at school, yes. Okay, I thought you meant like golf clubs, and I wasn't prepared for that.
No.
Since I haven't played golf in... I didn't play all year.
You played last year.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, well, that's off topic. So, in my school, we have a sixth grade. Well, sixth grade is when you can start basketball. Basketball is a winter sport. And there is a sixth grade girls basketball team. Practice started last week. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, two weeks ago.
Mondays and Thursdays at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been really fun.
Yeah, so this is... You've played basketball before, but not on a team. You've played in games, but it's
clinics.
Clinics and things like that. And you really like basketball. What were your thoughts going into playing on a school team with kids that you know versus in the past just playing in clinics with a bunch of kids that you actually didn't know?
I think it would be just great to be all together because mm-hmm. no one in my friend group's doing it. So to talk to more people that I don't usually talk to as much,
mm-hmm.
and to have a sport with kids who are in my class, so I don't have PE with them usually.
Oh yeah.
And I know a bunch of them play basketball, and I haven't seen them play basketball, so I think we have a really strong team, and we have a lot of tall girls.
You do?
Really, I think we have. I think like there's 15 girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like 7 of them are like 5 foot.
Come on, really? So is the offense just, hey, let's get the ball into a certain spot, and the tall girls will get in position close to the basket? And
we haven't talked much about offensive strategy yet. We've been more talking about defense.
Good idea, because defense can lead to offense, and defense can be disruptive. So tell me about how the hour has gone and what you've been working on recently.
I'll talk about what we did on last Thursday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 days ago. I really liked this. I thought this was very helpful. I need to practice it, but I think it'll really help. It's called shell defense.
Okay.
Which is, so we did it stationary, but there were 4 players on offense in 4 corners, and then around the paint, kind of, 4 players on defense.
Wait, you said 4 players in 4 corners.
In 2 corners here.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of at the top of the arc, but to like the side.
The wings.
The wings,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I gotcha. Sorry. Okay.
And then 4 people on defense, but they weren't right up against them.
Mm-hmm.
You had space, and then we were talking about if they're one pass away, you don't have to be right on them. You can be in. You can try to disrupt the pass by being in the passing lane.
Yep.
If they're, but you still need to keep an eye on the ball and an eye on your person. But you don't always mm-hmm. have to be right at your person.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was also if they're 2 passes away, you can follow the ball but still keep an eye on them.
Totally.
And if someone has the ball and there's an open pathway, just you can jump and just block their path.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you can.
Like you always have to follow the ball. It's not always about your person.
Yes, you have to keep an eye on your person.
Of course.
Eye on your person, but you should never be. Well, I shouldn't say never, but you should never be just like this, with your back to the ball, not knowing what's going on,
yes.
just like attached to this person, because yeah. then you're missing out on everything else that's going on, and you can't anticipate a pass, and you can't get. You can't get a steal. You can't get aggressive that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's tough to judge, but maybe you will when you start playing a little bit, how far someone can actually pass the ball. So you want to force somebody to try to make a pass across the lane or
right.
a far
or
pass,
because
then that ball, as soon as that ball is in the air, just go get it.
Or you want to like try to drive them like out, like just
yeah,
like
if
pushing them back.
Yeah, if they're dribbling. If they're dribbling, you push them towards the sidelines because that's the second defender and keep them away from the basket.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never give up that position.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's
yeah.
that type of strategy.
Yeah.
What else are you guys working on?
I've been working, I think it's like the first 10 minutes, 8 minutes usually. If I get there early, it's a little more time. Just been working on like layups and just like, and I've been working on form
mm-hmm.
Trying to get every layup to go in, or most of them.
Yeah, right. And the footwork involved with it, yeah.
Sometimes I've been trying to start maybe a little before half court.
Okay.
Dribble, 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 like up,
Yep.
Try to get a good angle up. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Yeah, because one of the toughest things, probably the toughest thing about a layup is coordinating your feet with your hands when you're shooting.
Because it's not that hard, just you have to get it right.
You have to get it right, exactly. Because when you're on when you're on the right side, you want to go, you want to push off of your left foot, right? Yeah, and then on the other side the other way. Yeah.
You played sixth grade basketball. Well, you played before, but did you play for school? Like, what was?
We didn't. That? Yes. Well, we had a school league, but that was just with kids in our school.
Okay.
And
it wasn't like grade against grade.
No, it was mixed grades. And okay. Sam Ryan's our fourth grade teacher, who used to be a coach at LaSalle University and used to coach part of our high school team. He was an assistant on the high school team for a long time, and he helped run the Sunny Hill League, which was the most famous playground league in Philadelphia. And Sam coached Kobe and Richard Hamilton and Rasheed Wallace, and like a bunch of NBA guys. And he was our fourth grade teacher. So he was such a good coach, though. He would sometimes mix up teams sometimes before a game, because if one team was unbalanced, he didn't want to see a blowout. He would force you, if you were one of the better players, he would force you to guard one of the other team's best players. He wouldn't let you hide on defense. Because if you're hiding on defense, you're not taking on a challenge, which was cool. Yeah, and then we would do, in sixth grade, I played basketball a lot in third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grade. A lot. And then I played local basketball, but I played in JJBL, but I did not play for the team after seventh grade. Mm-hmm. I didn't love the coaches, and I didn't have the same amount of competitiveness in basketball at that point for the school that I did for tennis. So I just played basketball more for fun and played tennis more seriously.
Yeah.
But Sam, we would do clinics at night. I remember one drill, it's probably more than you bargained for with this question, but I remember one drill with Sam, we would have to do that layup drill.
Yeah.
So we have two lines out on the wings, two lines, get a pass, and you'd, you know, drive strong to the basket, and Sam or somebody else would stand underneath the basket with a hockey stick, and at the end of the hockey stick was styrofoam, and you'd go up and you'd whack you in the stomach so you could try to finish through contact, so that it wouldn't so if you got hit in a game you wouldn't be disturbed by it. But our teams are when we were kids, our teams were really good, and we had a bunch of the kids and our teams that played high level high school basketball.
Yeah,
it was we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun.
I think so. I'll say our soccer team didn't have a great season for any of our middle school.
Okay.
At least for girls. So we're gonna try to get one win.
Good.
We're gonna try to get a win.
Yeah, but you guys are gonna have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam used to. Now I'm thinking about this. Sam used to when I remember making if you made a bet. Me, I remember him saying this to me. If I made a bad play or something, I could have been in sixth grade. He'd pull you over and he'd say, "You are the dumbest smart kid I know. I don't know why I play you." You'd like walk back, your head down, sit down. And he would, instead of when he would get really annoyed, he wouldn't curse. So instead of saying, "Jesus Christ," he would say, "Cheese and crackers." That's what he would say on the silent. And that's when you knew. That's when you knew he was really ticked off.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Do you feel like already that you're getting better?
Yeah, definitely.
Good. Good. Yeah. And I asked one of my buddies, who's one of the top high school coaches in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, Glenn Ferrillo.
Yeah.
I told him about your playing, and he said, "If you're the smallest out there on the court, it doesn't matter. You just be the fastest." And you never stop running. And you can't compete with speed. So be the fastest.
Yeah.
So good start.
Yeah.
Okay, so clubs.
Clubs. What, I should have brought in my bedazzled.
Where is it?
I'll go run and get it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll stand here. I'll just sit here, look at the camera.
Just say what club I'm in.
You are in the bedazzle club, I think. And clubs you have each week, or every other week. Yeah, every other week there's a period in school where you have an elective, right? Every other week?
Usually, or it's every week.
And is it Bedazzle Club?
It's called Bring and Bling.
Bring and Bling, so you bring something in to bling it out. And so they have other clubs like what? And these are, the students come up with these ideas?
Yes, or teachers.
Okay.
There's Walking Club, there's sports, like there's Basketball Club, Soccer Club. I'm trying to think of what.
Newspaper?
I missed the clubs assembly. I was sick, so I don't remember all the clubs.
Okay.
There's Yo-Yo Club, there's...
And how long is this during the
newspaper?
Day?
Newspaper, it's 45 minutes.
Okay, and then as you get older, the clubs probably are more in tune with academic interests, or no?
It depends.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Okay. All right, so take us through this. What are you doing here?
I'm not done, but if anybody knows Bubble Skincare,
okay.
I have been bedazzling. It's the Cloud Surf Water Moisture Cream. Water cream moisture.
Oh, that's where mine went. You've been bedazzling.
No, it's not yours.
Been looking for that.
So I bedazzled the letters in white, and then this part is silver, and then the lid is like light pink. This part, I'm not done with the top yet, but this is my project I've been working on.
And this takes a long time? A long time?
Well, yeah, because you have to like place them all.
How do you do it?
So you put the glue, then you use tweezers, and you pick them up, and you have to make sure they're all facing the right way.
Yeah. And so in this club, you just all just sit there and do this, or is there music on?
Oh, yeah, there's music. We all talk.
Chat. That's nice.
It's pretty chill.
Okay, it's a nice way to break up the day.
Very much.
And so, how many kids are in this?
In this club, there's like...
Bring and Bling.
There's like 5, 8... There's like 11, I think.
Okay, so this
10
isn't
or 11.
Something you would do in art?
No.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. They're shiny.
That's pretty cool.
I was contemplating if I should do the purple, but I don't think I'm going to.
It'll What's take me the purple? Too
long. Like, the whole bottom.
Oh, come on.
It'll take me too long.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Was there something else that you thought, did you think this would take you as long as it has?
No.
So you thought, oh, I'll do a few things?
Yeah.
But this is going to take you the whole
Probably.
Time?
Yeah.
But how many more do you have before break?
This one? No, we don't have, because next break's next week.
So does this continue after the break?
I'm not sure. Maybe 1 or 2 weeks.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I wanted to do my mini Sol de Janeiro.
Okay. Book time?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Greystone Secrets, The Strangers by Margaret Peter Haddix.
Margaret Peterson.
Peterson Haddix. Sorry, I was looking through the camera. This is a great mystery. I actually haven't read it in 3 years, but I remember, and I actually haven't still read the second one. It's a long story because I read it at camp, and then I forgot to get the second one, whole thing. But it's a great book. It's a very compelling mystery.
That's your thing. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
But I don't buy that.
Okay, whatever.
Because usually you tell like the whole story and then say, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
Well, did I get the whole thing already?
Sure. This is a great mystery. You have to read it very carefully. I read this book 3 times already because I needed to get some information again. I would say read it in about a week because you start to forget things.
Oh.
In this book.
Mm-hmm.
On the back it says, what makes you you? Chess has always been the protector of his younger siblings. Emma loves math, and Finn acts silly, so he'll be adored. They've been a happy family, the three of them and their mom. But everything changes when reports of 3 kidnapped children who share the same first and middle names and exact birth dates reach the Greystone family. This bizarre coincidence makes them wonder, who exactly are these strangers? Before Chess, Emma, and Finn can ask their mom, she takes off on a mysterious work trip. Puzzling clues left behind lead to complex codes, hidden rooms, and a dangerous secret that will turn their world upside down.
That sounds good.
It's very good.
For ages?
It says 8 to 12, but I would say 8 to 13. It's really good. And it ends on a cliffhanger.
And you haven't read book 2? You gotta get it from the library.
I will. I know.
Yeah, as soon as this finishes, let's tell mom and we'll
Great
order
book.
From the library.
If you like mysteries, this is perfect.
And you mysteries a lot.
And I like mysteries. All right. Yes.
Well, I love you.
Love you.